Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is day number 2 of the Four Corners Food Drive, and we are in the southwest part of town. We are at the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur, and we are ready to get things started for a huge day here, all to benefit our friends at Three Square Food Bank. How's everyone feeling this morning?
Feeling good. Just ready to make some things happen this morning, man. Definitely come by, maybe on your way to work, or maybe just getting off work. We'd love to see you, and you know, just come hang out, say hi, and if you could bring maybe a cash donation or, you know, some food, or just come by and maybe, you know, if you don't have some money, we have a QR code as well that can take care of you. But other than that, I'm good. I had a pretty chill yesterday, a pretty chill day yesterday. I didn't do much, to be honest. Went to the grocery store, kind of hung out, and edited a video for us, and that is pretty much my day.
Well, yesterday was an amazing day over at our first location up in the Northwest. End of day totals, absolutely insane. We ended up raising $53,825, and that is 161,475 meals.
Wow.
Yes. For Three Square. That was day one, you guys.
That's just day one,
and
yeah.
So I am so excited to see southwest part of town. Can you beat the northwest part of town? That is going to be really hard. But if anyone can do it, I think you guys can. It's so fun to see over the past few years how the southwest has really boomed. I remember this was always one of our slower corners. And just with all the homes and the businesses that have been built here in the last few years, this turns out to be one of our strongest corners. So I'm really excited to see what these guys can do today.
Okay. I'm a little biased because this is the closest Albertsons to my house.
This is my area too.
And your too, Julian. So me and Julian's area, we've got to step it up today.
This is your representation mm-hmm. right here. So guys, yeah, we officially kick things off at 6 o'clock, but we would love to see you before then. So come on by. Again, it's the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur. And yeah, we make it easy for you. If you want to come up and say hi, we love that. But if you're in a rush, just pull right up. We will grab your money. We will grab your canned food items. And if you want to donate online and have your donation go towards the Southwest part of town, you can always do that online, threesquare.org/fourcorners. We have some fun stuff coming up today, too. I'm really excited about this. And also, that online auction is going on, too.
That's right. It is threesquare.org. Threesquare.org, Four Corners Auction. A lot of cool stuff. We have signed memorabilia, some from some of your favorite artists, some really dope experiences. And at the end of the day, all that goes to Three Square as well. So that's another easy way to also donate.
Yeah, so come down and see us. We will be here all day long. Let's get the show started.
It's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Live from the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur.
Day number two, and already off to a solid start here in the southwest part of town. I'm telling you, the southwest really brings it for the Four Corners Food Drive. We had someone just drive up, and like we said, we will not even make you get out of your car. Just drive right up. He rolls his window down. He says, I gotta go, and hands us a $100 bill.
Wow.
I mean, what a way to kick things off here for the Four Corners Food Drive, all to benefit Three Square Food Bank. We had quite a day yesterday in the northwest part of town. We'll run down some of those numbers with you in a few minutes. But yeah, we're at the Albertsons at Blue Diamond in Decatur. September is Hunger Action Month, and we do this every year. We really need to help our friends at Three Square. They are the heartbeat of the city, and they really do give their time, their food, their effort to so many different organizations across the Las Vegas Valley.
Absolutely. And just think about, like, what, you know, you're doing every single day. You know, sometimes we get in this rigmarole of our daily lives, and, you know, I think, and myself included, we tend to forget, you know, other people that are maybe just going through stuff. And here's the impact. You know, $1 equals three meals with Three Square Food Bank. And you can bring anything. Just like the gentleman that Mercedes was talking about. He just came, gave $100. You can do that. You can do $5. You could bring food. You know, anything and everything counts. At the end of the day, we're super appreciative of it. And, yeah, we love to see it. Is it just me? But it seems like it's really busy today. Like, for this early in the morning?
Well, there's definitely a lot of traffic in this part of town. Yeah. And so a lot of cars driving by. Not all of them are stopping.
We're over here, guys.
We want you to encourage you to stop by and donate what you can. You can also donate online, threesquare.org/fourcorners. And when you hear the stories of the people that have really been helped by this organization, it really puts things into perspective. Like you said, we sometimes get wrapped up in our own daily lives and we don't realize, like our $10 that we donate, you don't realize how that just created 30 meals for people. And people like Natty really had to make sacrifices growing up in order for her siblings to eat, and Three Square helped her.
My parents split at a young age. I had to become the parent to my brother and my sister. And there were times where there wasn't enough food for all four of us. I would prefer that my brother and my sister ate before I did. So whatever home-cooked meal my mom was able to pretty much gather, it always went to them first. And sometimes I would go to bed hungry. There was, like, Three Square, how it is a big organization and it feeds a lot of people. Back home, we had something similar to that. But even then, sometimes it wasn't enough.
Visit threesquare.org/fourcorners and donate now. Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, September 23rd. It is 6:06 and it is day number two of the Four Corners Food Drive. We are in the southwest part of town and we are ready to take your donations for our friends at Three Square Food Bank. We had an amazing day yesterday in the northwest part of town. We ended up raising, by the end of the day, $53,825. That equates to over 160,000 meals.
Yes.
Nice.
You guys did that. That was all you. So Southwest, we are here in your part of town today. Can you meet or beat that? It's going to be tough, but we have faith in you guys. And if the early start we've gotten is any indication, we should come very close to that. So, yeah, come down and see us, the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur.
I want to give a shout out to Veronica, by the way, who just came up to our booth, the Three Square booth and the Mix booth, and donated some money. She said, you know what? Heard you guys on the radio. Love the show. She legitimately said all these things, and I would love to give some money just based off what you said. She wants to pass it on, and I just love people like this. I love it, Mercedes.
She was going into work, wasn't she?
Was she?
At the Albertsons? Yeah, I thought that she was going into work.
Even better.
Yeah. Albertsons employee. That's incredible.
Yeah, here she is working, and she's like, wait, I'm going to stop and donate. So we appreciate that. Want to give a shout out to Todd and Boris's dads who came by with some money too. It's just been really cool to see people already up and ready to go this morning. And I'm telling you, this is all for an amazing organization, Three Square Food Bank. We're going to talk to them coming up, but lots of incentives today. If you are looking to come by, we've got our auto sponsor today, which is Finley Chevrolet. Silver State Schools Credit Union is our title sponsor. And if you donate, you're going to get a grocery tote from the Valley Health System. So make sure you come down, say hi. We also are selling this radio station. We have no shame. So if
yes.
you give us a $100 donation, we will play any song you want as long as we have it. So we would love to see it. A lot coming up on the show this morning. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. John Cena just explained why he is not having kids, and people are calling it refreshing. I'll tell you what he said that has everyone talking. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
John Cena is trending this morning. He's trending for what he said about kids, and fans are actually applauding him. So he admitted that he is way too busy to be a good dad, and he doesn't think it would be fair to have kids and try to take that role on to a child. So he was at this convention in Boston, and he says he's been working 43 days in a row with 20 more to go.
Wow.
Like, that is not a calendar. That is a prison sentence. That is insane. He's been married for 5 years. He and his wife are on the same page about staying child-free. He says, I don't want to make an irresponsible choice and bring a life into the world that I will neglect.
This is great. I think it's great that he's speaking his truth. The fact that him and his wife both are in agreement with this, I can't imagine to anyone criticizing this decision. What about you? What do you think?
Well, fans online are calling the comments refreshing, saying it's rare for a celebrity, especially a man, to be this intentional about parenthood. Usually it's the woman who kind of thinks about parent, and they're saying that it's just nice that he's thinking so far ahead on this. So the internet is applauding him for knowing his limits, and it makes me wonder if this is his way of getting out of babysitting his nieces and nephews. No kids. So I mean, do you want to have kids eventually, or do you think like maybe your career is too busy to be able to do that?
Yeah, I do want to have kids, but I also know myself, and I don't know if this is bad to say. I'm scared. I don't know if I'm responsible enough to have children at this point. But then again, I also use career as the kind of not excuse, but I've been saying that for a long time as well. So I don't know if I answered your question, but basically, I want to have kids. I just, maybe it's fear, Mercedes, and I think that's okay, right, to be scared?
Well, I don't think anyone's not scared to have them, so that's a totally normal feeling. But with John Cena, I mean, this guy, he is so busy, and also, inside joke, would his kids even be able to see him?
Yeah.
Thank you, Steph. I knew
good
you would
one,
get it. I knew
one.
You would get it. Thank you. And that is what's trending.
It's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union, live from the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur.
Yes, it is day number two of the Four Corners Food Drive, and we are in the southwest part of town. Want to say good morning to David. He stopped by in his fancy suit, made a donation.
Yes!
He was actually on his way home from work and gave us the most solid handshake I have ever felt in my life.
My hand's a little sore from his handshakes. He left an impression on us.
He really was a nice guy, and thank you to him for stopping by. And yes, we are asking for your donations to benefit Three Square Food Bank today. It is Hunger Action Month, and every year we do this Four Corners Food Drive to raise money for Three Square. And we have the event marketing manager for Three Square with us, Will. Good morning, Will.
Hey, what's up, Will?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you. I want to say something first, Mercedes, before we get into it.
Okay.
We can't do this work without great partners, and Mix 94.1 is a fantastic partner. You guys come out here with so much enthusiasm. You want to help the community, and it means a great deal to us. So thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that. It truly is about our listeners. They're the ones that do all the legwork here. We're just the megaphone to get the word out. And your organization means so much to us. It means so much to this community. I keep referring to you guys as kind of like the heartbeat of this community, because you spread out to so many different layers of organizations and people. Let's talk a little bit about how you touch so many different organizations. Three Square, you're like the hub, and you reach out from there. Tell us more about that.
Well, for those who don't know, Three Square is Southern Nevada's only food bank and largest hunger relief organization. We service Lincoln, Nye, Esmeralda, and Clark counties. And we do it with a network of 150 partners in the community. So Three Square is kind of behind the scenes. We get the food, we get it to our partners, and then our partners get it out to our hungry neighbors.
And you've seen so many people be affected by the great things that Three Square can do. Are there any stories or specific families that come to mind when you think about how Three Square really promotes change in this community?
I was having a conversation with a friend a while back, and we were just chatting, and I was talking to him about Three Square and what we're doing and how we're doing it. And a young lady was sitting on the other side of us, and she gets up and walks around. And she says, I just want to thank you. I'd never met her before.
Yeah.
And she said, I would not be here today without Three Square. If it wasn't for you guys, I don't know where I would be. And I think that's the sentiment. You know, people just need assistance.
We were talking to Pastor Ramon yesterday, and he said that same thing, that this isn't just people sitting on their couch playing video games that want free food. These are families that are working hard to just survive, and everyone is affected by food insecurity in every zip code. Maybe it is your neighbor, maybe it is you. It really is about just giving that extra little push to help people survive, you know?
Listen, personally, I before coming here, I was in New York City, and I was food insecure. I didn't even know there was a name for it. I thought I was just poor, but I had a job, I was working, I just couldn't make ends meet. And so you're forced to make decisions that not everybody have to make. For example, do I go to the doctor or do I eat for the week? Do I go to the dentist or do I eat for the week? How do I make this little $5 that I have last for 3 days? It's those kind of decisions that our neighbors are making every day, which makes this even more important to get the word out and to also donate, because us who are now fortunate enough, we do what we do, and this community always comes through.
Hey, Will, to put this in, oh, by the way, nice T-shirt.
Thank you.
For anyone that's in the car, we're wearing this Three Square shirt. But can you, in broad strokes, just generally speaking, can you maybe go through some of the numbers and, you know, who you service, you know what I mean? Who can come to you? Is it daily? Is it weekly? You know, how do those things break out?
Well, right now, there's more than 377,000 individuals in Southern Nevada who struggle with hunger. Within that number, more than 113,000 children live in a food insecure home. So there are no requirements. You can go to any of our partners to get food. But it's working families, it's seniors, it's veterans. It doesn't matter. And let me just say this. If you need help, get help.
Yeah.
Everybody needs help at some point in their lives. Go get help, get food. We've had people come into Three Square and give a donation and say, I used you for a little while, but now I want to give back.
It's really amazing the impact that it has, and you guys are at the center of it. If you are in the southwest part of town today, stop by, make a donation. We are at the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur, and every dollar can create three meals, which blows me away that you guys are able to do that with just $1.
It's incredible.
Yeah, you guys are really the real deal. So come down, make a donation today. If you can't make it down here, then you can also donate on behalf of the southwest part of town online, threesquare.org/fourcorners. Please consider that. We're going to get some hourly totals here in just a few minutes. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So this one sounds like a Netflix series just waiting to happen. A teenager has been arrested for allegedly pulling off a cyber attack right here in Las Vegas that cost casinos hundreds of millions of dollars. Police say it went down back in 2023 when he used LinkedIn to pose as an MGM Grand employee. And then he called the IT department and asked for a password reset. 10 minutes later, he was inside the MGM systems like he owned the place. The group behind it goes by names like Scattered Spider and Octo Tempest, which honestly, like, that sounds like a Marvel knockoff villain or something like that. The hack gave access to all kinds of internal systems. It caused chaos across the strip. You probably remember this if you were here when it happened. It racked up losses in the hundreds of millions, and Metro says the kid might even be charged as an adults. So that is crazy that he was able to do it that easily.
Whenever you hear stories like this, I think, like, how? I mean, the story makes it sound so easy, but I'm sure behind the scenes it was a lot more complicated than that. But I'm thinking to myself, like, how? Like, when I was a kid, I was playing Mike Tyson's Punch Out. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even fathom pulling anything off like that. What are you thinking when you, like, you know, read a story like this?
I think that it's crazy that he just called and asked for a password reset, and that's how he got in. It wasn't some intricate, like, hacking or anything like that. It was like, hi, can you reset my password? Yeah, sure. And then he's in the system. Like, that is absolutely crazy. Also this morning, Move Over Bruno, the song Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters, is the biggest soundtrack hit we have seen in years. Hello, people driving by here.
Hi.
It just locked its sixth week at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, which makes it the longest running soundtrack number one in more than a decade. Now, for reference, Encanto's We Don't Talk About Bruno stopped at 5 weeks, and the only one that has lasted longer in recent history is See You Again from Fast and the Furious 7. That ran for 12 weeks back in 2015. Golden comes from the animated group Huntrix, with vocals from EJ, Audrey Yoon, and Rayon. Over the song. I can't believe it's number one again for the sixth week.
As the resident K-pop expert, let me see. The record is 12 weeks, right? You said 12 weeks, so we're at 6 weeks. You think it's going to go six more weeks?
I don't know. I think that it definitely still has more life to it. That is for sure. That is our most requested song, without a doubt. We get so many requests for that song. I'm sure before I finish the Hot 3, we'll get another one on the text line. And if we do, hey, I feel like we're obligated to play it. You know, it happens. Finally, this morning, we all keep our phones really close, but apparently for some people we keep them too close. There's a new poll that asked where folks usually stash their phone, and here's the breakdown. 57% of people say they stash it in their right pants pocket. That's where I put mine. It's usually in my right pants pocket.
Okay.
19% say left, 12% say they keep it in a bag, and 7% throw it in just either back pocket. Then there's 5% that admit they carry their phone in their underwear. Yes, underwear. Omari just looked at me so weird.
Was that a nod or is that a no?
People were probably messing around with their answers, but women in the comments pointed out that when clothing comes with, like, fake pockets or no pockets at all, your options have to get creative. I've put mine in my bra before. When I haven't had a pocket, I've had to do that before. So I think, you know, it's fine until someone calls you. It's a little bit awkward.
Well, it might be too pleasant. It might be pleasurable for them.
I don't know.
So weird. I don't want to judge, but that is strange to me.
You know, this this whole thing, I don't know, Steph, if you feel the same way, but there's a conspiracy. It has been documented against women and pockets, and so many of our things have fake pockets or no pockets, and this is all a conspiracy to get us to buy purses. And we have by default. So, yeah, I've stuck stuff in my bra before when I didn't want to carry a bag.
I've never even heard of this conspiracy
you
before.
Haven't?
No, that's interesting, but I always get fascinated when I have something or I buy something as far as clothes go, and there's pockets in them. I'm like, oh, look, babe, there's pockets.
It's the greatest thing ever,
yes.
Especially a dress.
Oh, a bridesmaid's dress? Oh. I had a bridesmaid's dress that had pockets. Are you kidding me? That was like, I want to wear this forever.
You were like talking about things in my dreams. Is it so sad that we are so excited about pockets and dresses?
It is. It's a girl thing. If only girls understand.
I know. All right, let's do it. It is time to get an hourly total here. Day number two of the Four Corners Food Drive. Let's check in with the Tri Point Homes cash board to see how we did this hour.
This hour, we were able to raise $392, which equals,
yes,
1,176 meals.
Wow. That is a big hour for the 6 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Southwest part of town, you guys are killing it so far. Let's do something even bigger this hour. Come and see us. The Albertsons, Blue Diamond, and Decatur, all to benefit Three Square Food Bank. We would love to see you. It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Live from the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur.
Yes, it is day number two here for the Four Corners Food Drive. We are at the Albertsons Blue Diamond and Decatur. What a great morning so far. Southwest part of town, you guys have really been bringing it. And we've gotten some online donations too, which if you can't make it down to this part of town, or if you want to make sure that your donation online goes to this part of town, do it today. threesquare.org/fourcorners. Rachel donated $50 this morning.
Hey.
We got an anonymous donation of $25. Just thanking us. I don't know why us, because Three Square and you guys are the ones doing all the work. We really appreciate all that you guys do. It has been such a nice morning so far.
Absolutely. And the sun is out. It's a perfect time to come on down if you have the time. If you don't, just like Mercedes was saying, you can hop online and make a donation. And by the way, no pressure, but we're going to be here all day as well. So it's not just till 10 a.m. You want to come, JB's going to be here, and then Heather Collins. So yeah, no rush. We'll be here all day.
So Steph, tell us about what happened to you yesterday.
Okay, so I met someone in my eyes who's extremely famous, and his name is Fee, and he is one of the original Jabberwockies. So if you don't know the Jabberwockies, they're a huge headliner in town. Dancers, they're from San Diego. And coming from San Diego, my childhood was like the Jabberwockies. They're my role models.
And if people don't know who they are, they're like the guys that are wearing red track suits with the masks on,
correct,
right?
Yeah, yes, okay, exactly. So I met him. I met Fee at one
How
of...
How did you know it was him?
Because he wasn't wearing his outfit. He wasn't wearing his outfit.
Yeah, like I wouldn't know a Jabberwocky. Maybe if you're in that community, you know yes. what they look like. Okay, gotcha.
We do. When they take their masks off, we know them behind the scenes. But anyway, so I knew it was Fee immediately when he walked in. It was a grand opening at one of our good friends of the show, Nelson. Nelson was one of the first people in line at Costco. We talked to him at the grand opening, remember?
I've been friends with him for years.
Exactly.
He's a great guy, yeah.
So there's a connection here between Nelson, Mercedes, and Fee.
Me?
Yes, you, Mercedes. So when I'm being introduced to Fee, first of all, I'm fangirling. Nelson is like, Nelson, Steph works with Mercedes. And Fee's like, Mercedes? He's like, what do you mean, Mercedes? And Nelson's like, you know Mercedes on the radio show. You guys gone, the Jabberwockies have gone into the station. You've met the radio hosts. He goes, oh my God, that Mercedes.
Oh, what does that mean?
And I'm like, wait, what do you mean, Fee? What other Mercedes are you talking about? He goes, when I hear Mercedes, I think of a stripper.
Oh my gosh.
Like he stereotypes the name Mercedes with a stripper name.
Well, that is so funny.
Do you ever get that, by the way?
All the time.
It's not far from the, yeah, I can see that.
Excuse me?
No, not you. I'm saying I can see how that name, how he would correlate that name. Because
wow.
It is. No. Not you directly. What I'm saying, you get what I'm saying.
I don't, because at first, you really stereotype Mercedes names with a stripper, because to me, I think of a car. Like, that's my thing.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I've gotten everything from a car to an old lady's name from the 60s to a stripper, and I always am like, no, I'm not that kind of Mercedes. I'm the one that wakes you up in the morning, not the one that tucks you in at night. That's the kind of Mercedes that I am.
Because sometimes you'll hear a name, and then like your brain goes somewhere, right? You're
yeah.
like, oh, like if I throw a name out to you, I want you guys to describe this person. Like when you hear Chad, what is a Chad? Like you hear Chad, is he like a well put together guy, or is he like a guy that throws his fist in the air when he gets mad?
Well, hey, I don't. If we're stereotyping, and
yes.
I know there's exceptions to every rule, I picture a frat guy with a backwards baseball cap, drink spear. That's what I picture with Chad.
What about you? When you think of Chad,
I love this. I'm gonna stereotype all day. Sorry, Chad, so if you're listening, I picture Chad to be a workout freak, probably at the gym. 10 hours a day, he fist pumps at night, and he drinks a lot of Happy Dads.
Ooh.
Which is great. I like Happy Dads.
Okay, what about when you hear the word or the name Tiffany? What kind of girl is Tiffany?
Go ahead, Julian. Sounds like you got one.
I think Tiffany from back in the, is it the 80s? Y'all remember, I think we're alone
yeah.
now.
Yes, we've had her on the show before.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous. Anyway, I think Tiffany, a very nice, cutesy girl. She works a 9-to-5. She's maybe a receptionist at a law firm. She's very well put together. And then what she'll do is she'll go out with the girls for a little ladies' night after work.
Oh.
But she's in bed by 9.
Do you like that, Mercedes? You want to add anything to,
no,
to that,
No, I got nothing to add to that one. I've got nothing to add.
Okay, Mercedes, I'll give you another name.
Okay.
When you think of the male name Hunter.
Hunter.
Yeah. What kind of guy is Hunter?
Hunter is from the northwest part of the country. He likes plaid shirts. He has short, light brown hair. And he comes from a family that is upper to middle class. They have a summer home in Mount Montana.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
He has hiking boots on as we're talking.
Yes, he wears Timberlands.
Okay.
Yeah, like that's Hunter. That's okay. Hunter to me.
Okay, what do we think of the name Julian? Oh, when God. We hear Julian, what kind of guy is Julian?
Just take us off the air. Don't answer that.
I was going to say a guy in a green three-square shirt wears blue hair. You could see him right now, a blue diamond indicator.
Let me give you one, Steph. What about the name Amber?
Ooh, Amber. I feel like she was born in the fall, and she loves Taylor Swift. Her favorite song by Taylor Swift is August.
Ooh.
She loves sociology, and she currently goes to UNLV.
Okay. What about Nick?
Ooh, Nick, he's mean. Nick doesn't like...
What?
I feel like this guy, Nick, I don't know what mean Nick, but for some reason when I hear Nick, he's mean, he doesn't like to go out, he's a homebody, he watches The Office on repeat. God.
So sorry, Nick,
give me the
car.
That's the only show that he watches.
I always feel like Nick is the guy who knows a guy.
Yes.
He's like, I know a guy, don't worry.
It's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Live from the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur.
It is day number two here for the Four Corners Food Drive, and we are in the southwest part of town. Thank you to everyone who has come out so far this morning. We are going to get you our hourly totals for the 7 o'clock hour in just a little bit. But we have a special guest this morning. She's the marketing director from Findlay Chevrolet. Joyce Valaro is here, also known as Juicy. Now,
another stripper name.
It is.
Just to give some background, in case you don't know Juicy, you're a former radio girl. You used to work at Odyssey, and you used to do mornings, so you're used to waking up this early.
Yes.
Do you miss the radio world at all?
I really do. I miss the people. Not the waking up at and having to be at the station at, 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But you know, it was great. It was a great decade. It was all my 20s was in radio.
Yeah.
And looking back, there was just so many events and so many things that we produced, but mostly is just the connecting with the people here in Las Vegas was key for me. I'm a people person already, but having to, do all the events with whether it's, Mix 94.1 or KLUC, whatever it may be, it was just a good old time.
It was,
for sure.
Yeah, the best of times. And it's really cool that you are continuing that community outreach through Findlay Chevrolet. And so you've been there for a while now, right?
10 years.
10 years. Congratulations.
10 years this past April.
You guys are always so involved with the community. I see you guys doing all sorts of things. And so we expect nothing less. When we see Juicy walking up to the tent, we're like, oh boy, Juicy's here to help as always. What's going on this morning?
I mean, it's just really busy in the automotive world. And I know that there's, a lot of good publicity and bad publicity, but we always try to stay focused and make sure that we sell the cars, we service the cars, help out the community. But we wouldn't be able to do this without my team first and foremost. We're number one west of Texas.
Wow.
Findlay Chevrolet is
nice.
And ninth in the country, and so out of 2,900 dealerships, so it's a really good testament as to the leadership at Findlay Chevrolet. And so we're very, very thankful for the team that we've had. We're in truck month right now. For the EV fans out there, it's a $7,500 tax credit, ends on September 30th. So definitely come down to Findlay Chevrolet and get you an Equinox EV, Blazer EV, or a Silverado EV that can go to $500 miles per charge. So it's really great, and it could tow pretty much anything. So our lineup has been really good in regards to our Chevy lineup, and it's been really fun just being able to work at a dealership that I call home. And radio is always going to be my first home. I'm sorry, left. But, working at the dealership, it gives me the opportunity to definitely still work with you guys, still give back to the community. You guys taught me well, right? And so you guys passed that on down to me. And having Findlay Automotive Group as, a company that we work and who heavily involved in the community, like you said, it's just really great feeling because it's not work for me anymore. It's just taking care of family. And family is my neighbor or the person that I don't even know. This Vegas is such a small town, if you think about it, because everybody knows everybody. And so I'm very grateful that you guys gave us this opportunity to partner up with you and Three Square. So I don't know if I should announce how much we brought today.
You just brought a check. What are the big checks? These are so hard to deposit.
Yeah.
Literally.
But we will do it. But I mean, tell us what you brought on behalf of Finley Chevrolet today.
So on behalf of Finley Chevrolet, we would like to present a Mix 94.1 and 3 Square with $5,000.
Yay! Nice. Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry if I botched that check. I don't know how to write a check.
I don't know how to write a check. And we're all trying to figure it out. We're like, okay, like, yeah, it's been a minute since we've written a check, but $5,000, that equates to 15,000 meals for 3 Square. Woo! Thank you.
Yes. Yay. Thank you.
You guys, this is just the beginning of how amazing this community is. Always giving back. Finley Chevrolet, you guys are so great to us. Thank you for what you do for us, the community, for 3 Square. That is amazing. And we are going to have a killer hour this morning. I am so excited about that. Please get those donations in if you can. They all represent the southwest part of town today. Again, we're at the Albertsons at Blue Diamond in Decatur. We've had people stopping by with food. We've had people stopping by with money. And if you come down, just for donating, we'll get you a grocery tote from the Valley Health System. So thank you so much, Juicy. It's so good to see you. Feel free to stay and hang out, and we're back in radio again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Well, it turns out that relying too much on AI at work is doing more harm than good when it comes to trust. There's this new survey that came out that found employees think bosses who use AI to write their memos come off as lazy and uncaring. And more than 75% of workers say they're using tools like ChatGPT every day while fixing grammar or double checking spelling. And that stuff is fine, but experts say using AI for like your entire professional communication makes leaders look less trustworthy.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think all management, hopefully no one's listening that's in management, should not be using AI. Because, you know, for me, I would think most of us want managers that are express themselves from the heart. You know what I mean? That doesn't use assistants. But I think for us, I think it's okay.
Oh, dear. So the rules are for as long as you're not a manager. I think that authenticity is really important for everyone. That's my only fear with AI. I think it's actually a really valuable tool. I think it can really kind of help you formulate things. And I am not against it at all. But it's when you use it to start thinking for you that I think it becomes a big problem. But I think it's an excellent tool. And honestly, I'm glad we have it. It's just, I see a lot of people like using it for everything. Like they can't come up with an original thought for something, or like, what's, you know, how do I feel about this topic? And they're letting AI make the decision for them instead of making it themselves. That's my only issue with it.
Yeah, that's a good point. It does make things very easy. But you know, quick thing on the managerial tip. Can you tell, like, do you think you can tell when someone is using AI or not? Like, let's say they make not drastic changes, but very, very gradual ones.
I don't want to say I'm an expert at it, because I'm not, but I can usually have an idea if they used it a little bit. The number one, like, tell is if there's an M dash in it. That is like a classic ChatGPT. If someone has a lot of dashes in their stuff, they use ChatGPT, in my opinion. I mean, I know some people use them. And then the other thing I notice is just like words I've never heard them use before, and then they're all of a sudden using them. It's like, okay. Which again, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just, I think it's just more utilizing it to make something better than to just be lazy, if that makes sense.
Sure. Nothing wrong with improvement.
Also this morning, if you were hoping to hit Coachella next year and didn't buy tickets yet, you might want to start practicing your sad playlist now, because both weekends of the festival sold out almost instantly after the lineup dropped. The festival is going to take over Indio, California, April 10th and 12th through 12th, and then again April 17th through the 19th. Justin Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, Carol G headlining. There's still a slim chance. Waitlists are open. You could get lucky if someone gives up their spot, but if history is any guide, those are about as reliable as
Oh, they're not reliable, basically.
Can we assume that, or you know what, better yet, what do y'all think? Like, do you think there's one or two artists that really got this thing sold out so quickly? Like,
I think Justin Bieber was a big part of it. It's
same thing.
he doesn't perform that often these days, and so I think that was a huge part. And then also, I had read an article that said that the fact that they announced this lineup so early is a recession indicator, that they really wanted to give it time. What's going on here?
Oh, sorry about that.
That's
Someone's
okay.
Phone.
No, it was really a recession indicator because they usually announce the lineup next year, and they wanted to make sure people had time to have the money in order to go.
That's a good point. I never even thought about it that far, but now that you say that, that makes sense. In my mind, I'm like, man, they're posting this really early. I don't think this thing's not going to sell out. You know what I mean? It's too much time. But
it's done. Are you, Steph, I know you're a big fan of a lot of the groups on the lineup. Are you going to go?
Okay, so me and my friends have plotted this. We're like, we're going to try and get VIP, even though we can't do pre-sale or we can't do the GA. We'll just do it when it gets closer because they are known, like these resellers, to resell them either the week before or a couple weeks before. So my plan is still to try to go to weekend one to see it, and my friends already have an Airbnb and everything. Wow. Do I have tickets? No. Do I plan on going? Yes.
You know what? You just make it happen. You know you're manifesting it. Finally, this morning, here is a statistic that might make you rethink your dating profile. If you have a high IQ, you are 29% more likely to get married than someone with a low IQ. Researchers say marriage really is the smart choice, and studies show married people tend to earn more money, they have fewer health problems, they enjoy life more, and they even live longer. That's according to this psychologist and author in his book called Save Your Marriage Before It Starts. So apparently, till death do us part, it's not just romantic. It is statistically advantageous for you.
Well, stick a fork in me then. I mean, I don't even know what to say to that. You said 29%?
29%. If you have a high IQ, you're 29% more likely to get married than someone with a low IQ.
Mercedes, give me some tips. Help me.
Well, what's your IQ? Do you know your IQ?
No, and I don't need to check. It's low. I guarantee you it's low. But no. Hold on, ladies.
You have no faith.
You don't even know.
I'm honest. Trust me. I know. You work with me every day. You know, Mercedes. Tell me what tips can you give me, and be honest. Forget that we're on the radio. What can we do to make me smarter? Like, do I need to eat fruits? Do I need to take more ginseng? What is it?
I would say listen more. Listen more to people. You can learn a lot by listening to people. That would be my suggestion. Steph, do you have any more suggestions?
Honestly, I say pets are the way to go. You get a dog and you just don't even worry about getting married. You and your dog, that's you and your life.
Look, we have some friends here that are coming back to see us again.
Oh my God. Hi. It's Dino and Dawn.
And they brought their little dog. Pepe?
Maybe your dog's name again? Remind me.
Peppy.
Oh, thank you. You can set that down.
Dawn, do you think Peppy can make Julian's IQ go up?
Because I'm not very smart.
It's possible. Let's see what we could do. You guys just strolled up. It's so good to see you guys. How are you?
We're doing good.
Coming to visit us for the Four Corners Food Drive, and we're twins. We're wearing the same shirt, same Mercedes in the morning shirt. What's going on, guys?
Well, tomorrow I will be at Four Corners. I'm volunteering with my ladies group.
Oh, my gosh.
The Henderson's Ladies Meetup Group. So I just wanted to put a shout out for that.
And you brought the whole family. Hi, Dino. How are you?
Dino, come on over.
It's good to see you. Yeah, day two of the Four Corners Food Drive. We're at the Albertsons at Blue Diamond Indicator. Come see us. Come donate. Every dollar donated, Three Square can make three meals out of that. So we would love to see you. And let's do it. It's time for our hourly totals. Let's check out the Tripoli Homes cash board. Steph, how were we this hour?
All right. For the 7 o'clock hour, we were able to raise $5,075, which equals $15,200. Okay, now let's talk about overall where we stand with yesterday's totals and these last 2 hours of today. Overall, we are currently at $59,265, which brings us to 177,777 meals.
Wow.
Yay.
Wow. Southwest. Yes, you are doing great. Let's keep this momentum going. We are so excited. I have a feeling we have another big donation coming up here in a couple of minutes. I saw some women wearing bright pink, if that's any indicator. So we're going to talk to them, take more of your donations. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and it is day number two of the Four Corners Food Drive. We're at the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur, raising money for our friends at Three Square Food Bank. We're here in the southwest part of town, and I was so excited. I was just looking off into the parking lot, and I see this man walking towards me with the biggest smile on his face, and he is just the kindest soul you will meet in Las Vegas. Tyler Corder, the CFO of Finley Automotive Group, is here. Woo! Tyler!
It's great to be here.
How are you? It's always such a pleasure to see you, because I feel like whenever Tyler is around, good things happen. You're always about this community. How long have you been a part of this Las Vegas community?
Well, I've been here for 32 years,
wow.
So quite a long time, and we've been involved in a lot of stuff over that time.
Just in those 32 years, I haven't been here that long. I've been here for a long time, but how have you seen the city change? It's just been crazy, right?
Well, it's obviously growth, the main thing. But the big thing I like about Vegas is it's the biggest little town in the world, because everybody knows everybody. It seems like everybody that is involved in the community. So it's a tight-knit community, even though it's a big city.
Yeah, you do get that hometown feel, and it is so true. Everyone does know everyone. And one thing I know that you and the people at the Finley Automotive Group, you're really passionate about giving back to the community, not just with Three Square, but so many other organizations. Why is that a priority for you guys?
Well, we've just kind of made it a cornerstone of who we are. Community's been great to us. We've been very successful, been able to grow, and I kind of feel like it's incumbent on us to give back to the community. So we've just made that one of our goals. Every year we look to see how many charities we can support and what good things we can do in the community. So that's just something that's been a corporate philosophy for us.
Talk to us about your relationship with Three Square over the years, and what this organization means to you.
Yeah, so we've been involved with Three Square for many years, and I like it because it's really the vehicle that gets food to people, hungry people in the cities. No one should have to go hungry in Las Vegas. And so Three Square is the one that helps solve that problem. And they distribute to many other agencies that actually get the food into people's hands. At schools and programs for elderly and all those sorts of things are great. So we've got our people involved. We've done a lot of volunteering. You know, our people go out and to the Three Square warehouse, and they'll package and sort foods and get it all ready to distribute. We've done a lot of media opportunities where we've taken them on where they've got something going on at Three Square and want to talk about it in the community. And then, of course, we do every year we do cash donations and try to help support what they do, because it takes money to provide all that food. So
it does. Yeah. And you have brought a check for us today, I see. It's one of those big giant checks.
Yeah,
you guys love those big giant checks, and we love them too. Talk to us about what you guys want to do today.
So today we're here to donate $5,000 toward the toward your food drive.
Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh. Wow. That is going to be 15,000 meals. I just think about, if 15,000 people were hungry and needed a meal, you just provided that with one check.
Isn't that awesome? That is the power of a dollar to Three Square, because their buying power allows them to feed three people for every dollar. That's unbelievable. Yeah. So it's a great cause, and we're just happy to be involved and help support.
Well, we are so grateful, Tyler. You always take the time to give back to so many different things, and this is just one of them. Thank you to you and everyone at the Finley Automotive Group. We love you guys so much.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Unbelievable, you guys. We've already kicked off the 8 o'clock hour here on the southwest part of town with a huge donation. So keep them coming. Come down and see us, the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur. We would love to see you. Say hi, take some pictures, grab your donation. Also, if you want to donate online, threesquare.org/fourcorners, you can do that, and it'll still go towards the tally for the southwest part of town. We appreciate anything you can do. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union, live from the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur.
Yes, day number two of the Four Corners Food Drive, raising money for Three Square Food Bank. And what a morning it has been. It has been so great to see so many of you come out here to the Albertsons on Blue Diamond and Decatur. Thank you guys all for the donations, whether it's $1 or $100 or more. We are so grateful because for every dollar donated, Three Square can create three meals for our community. And we just had these three lovely ladies come up and join us. Why don't you introduce yourselves to everyone? What is your name?
I'm Belinda.
I'm Mel.
And I'm Sam.
Now, Belinda, Mel, and Sam, no, they could totally be like a girl group.
Yes!
Like,
girl
group. Are they the Huntricks? They look like they could be a singer group.
Huntricks in the
house. So beautiful. But no, you guys, it's so funny because who's wearing the shiny boots?
Belinda.
That was the first thing I noticed when you came up. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys look like you could be pop stars. But you are actually some of the stars from our friends at T-Mobile.
Woo! Woo! Nice.
So talk to us. You guys, we were just talking off the air, and we're all from different parts of the country originally. It's very rare to find like a Vegas born and raised person. Two of you are from Denver. You're from New York, Belinda. And you're here with T-Mobile today giving back to the community. Why is it so important for you to invest in this Las Vegas community?
I guess I can start. It just goes beyond us, right? Like, being a part of the community, Three Square, it starts here. Like, if you foster an ecosystem of service, Three Square literally has their hands in so many different organizations, and why not start here? And, you know, volunteering is part of my DNA itself, so it's really exciting to be a part of an organization that does so much for so many people and to be a part of it. And it doesn't matter where you are, it's about what you do, right? And to be able to be worthy and give back, because we are all blessed, right? So to live a grateful life, I feel like you just have to keep going and keep giving back.
Sam, Mel, have you guys seen the power of Three Square in action?
Oh my gosh, yes, we have. Just the dollar amount, and when they say that $1 can feed like three people, I'm like, oh my gosh, how do you stretch the meals? And where do you guys shop at? Because I'm like, I need to stretch my dollar like that. But we have just seen some amazing feats where individuals, communities are fed, boys and girls after school programs are fed. And because you know, a lot of children, they don't get their meals in the evenings, or they don't get their meals on the weekends. So for us to go and pack the backpacks to make sure that they are fed over the weekends and to feed their siblings is amazing. And it just, the only thing that we can do is give our time, and we also give money.
We love that.
It's just amazing, great feeling. But I won't talk your ear off. I'll let Sam say something.
Well, Sam, let's talk about T-Mobile and how important volunteerism is to the people at T-Mobile. This is really a part of your DNA at T-Mobile.
Absolutely. We have four strategic partnerships with different volunteer organizations that are hugely important to T-Mobile, and we get the whole CEC, the site, participating. So it really is impactful to the community.
I can tell how passionate the three of you are. I can only imagine what the team is like. So tell us what you guys want to do today. What's the plan here?
We brought a few dollars with us.
A few dollars? We'll take a few dollars. What did you bring?
We brought $10,000.
Hey. $10,000?
Wow.
Oh my God.
$10,000. Oh my gosh. That is 30,000 meals for the hungry in Las Vegas. You guys are incredible. Wow. I mean, what? This is just, I don't know how you guys feel with the giving. It feels good, but at the end of the day, it is a good realization that we are all human and we all need to eat, and no one in Las Vegas should go hungry.
Absolutely.
Julian, what do you think?
I was just thinking, you know, back to what you ladies were saying. We have a lot more in common than differences, right? And the fact that, you know, like Mercedes was sharing, you all were sharing the fact that we're from all parts of the country, but we're unified here with one common goal is a beautiful thing. Is there any stories that you all want to share? Maybe things that you've witnessed on a personal account, maybe, in regard to some of the stories that, you know, we shared in regard to Three Square?
I mean, I feel like When you do this every day, or it's in your DNA every day, it just becomes a part of your life.
Yes.
And this might be a check for 3 square this quarter, but we strategize throughout the entire year. So our team essentially, like, there's, you know, Sam and Mel leads 3 squares partnership, but we also have other teams that leads every other partnership, right? So we sit there and we strategize, like, hey, we can partner with 3 square for September Hunger Action Month, but who else can utilize a grant in what quarter? So every quarter we're strategizing for an organization.
It's all year long. Yeah. The need never stops. T-Mobile, Belinda, Sam, Mel, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Woo. Put that on the tally. This is going to be quite the hour. We are excited about this. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Live from the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur.
Day number 2 of the Four Corners Food Drive. What a morning it has been so far. We are here raising money for our friends at 3 Square Food Bank. And we've talked to our friends over at 3 Square. We had Will on earlier. We've talked to some of our amazing supporters and donors that have come in. And a lot of people are texting and asking, like, what are some of the organizations that 3 Square actually helps? Because we've described them as kind of being the hub of Las Vegas. And through them, so many other organizations are helped. And Ascension Academy is one of those partners. And we have Latasha Campbell with us. Hi, Latasha.
Hi.
It's so good to have you here. You are one of 3 Square's community partners.
Yes.
And talk to us about Ascension Academy. What do you guys do over there?
Ascension Academy actually is a Christian private school. We didn't have the opportunity of opening this school year because of the funding and everything, and we had a late start.
Uh-huh.
So we're looking for 2026, but nonetheless, we did hold a summer program there, thanks to 3 Square, and we're getting ready to start our kids' cafe.
Oh my gosh,
so we can continue
amazing.
To go on with that. And it was so exciting. I'm so excited about all the things that I've seen. I've been sitting here just watching everybody come, the drop off of food, all the donations and everything that you guys are getting.
I couldn't do anything without them.
Talk more about that, because I can tell you're emotional about this. It's overwhelming, yeah. Right? Because this group of people does things for us with nothing expected in return.
Right.
Talk to us about how you are able to provide help or food to people that need it, thanks to Three Square.
Okay, not only the Kids Cafe and the Meet Up and Eat Up program, but I also have a nonprofit organization, New Foundations, and I actually came to donate my time to Ascension Academy, and that's what I've been doing for like a year now, I do believe. But Three Squares helped me because my organization, we do advocacy, and I focus on the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. That's what our organization mm-hmm. does. So hunger is the first, and you can't really help anyone when they're hungry. So there was a gentleman, and I did tell this because I was trying to think of all these stories, and I said, let me start with the last one. But he did get out of prison, and he was in there for some time, and he got out. Of course, he had to go to a halfway house?
A halfway house, yeah.
Because he didn't have a place to live and everything. Mother had passed on and everything. He reached out, and I helped him get everything. Come to find out, he could not read. So a lot of people, they can't read. I love that Three Square, they also, I looked them up, and I also saw that they also help people get signed up for SNAP benefits and all this stuff. Because I don't know if they've met anyone that did not know how to read, but it is difficult to maneuver through life. So I actually assisted him, and even though I was going through my own issues and struggles and everything, but I just found that helping him be able to stand on his feet, get him the medical and sign him up with things like Three Square. And he was able, you know, when I look at education or jobs, I don't think they should just go and get your any everyday job. I say, well, if I'm helping you, we're going to the union. So which job you want?
Wonderful. So you helped him with his resume and email and all of that stuff?
All of that. Even maneuvering through the phone.
Wow.
Because he didn't know how to maneuver through the phone. So he wanted to be a chef. So this is where you're going to go, because they're going to make sure that you have jobs. They're going to keep sending you jobs until. So he was able to get that. I had to stay up and, you know, through the hours of him working, because he couldn't read the menu.
Oh, wow.
So I had to help him. I said, okay, this is what it says. Send me a shot. Do you know how to do that? Send me the shot. Do this. So I was able to help him with that. And not only that, when I deal with people, I like to help. I like to pull them out.
Yes.
If that makes a sense.
Yeah.
It's not bridging the gap. I'm a ditch digger. So when you're coming to me for help, I'm going to help you if that's what you want. Because I don't play around.
And that's what it's all about. Like, yeah. We need more people right. like you to help people.
Yeah.
So
he has full-time. He has a full-time employment. His chefs were, his bosses were reaching out to me, and we were communicating.
Oh, wow.
So helping him gain the strength to maneuver through. I helped him do all of these things. Helped him get the resume. I even helped him with the credit.
And that is...
And building the credit. So I'm going to tell you something. And this is... His credit score is 720 above.
Wow.
Some people are
that's
listening right
mine.
Now like, wait, what?
That's high.
Yeah. So, and I wish that he even knew that I was talking about him today, but it's just so amazing. The only thing I could not really help with is housing. Housing is a problem here, but...
It all starts somewhere.
It all starts
and
somewhere.
And you helped get that. And the fact that he is a chef now, helping people that need to eat, and it's like almost like Three Square. It's like, come full circle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If they're dealing with me, yeah.
Well, we are so beyond inspired by what you do mm-hmm. and what Ascension Academy does. These meet and eat programs sound like so much fun, and this is why it's so important to donate to Three Square. They are really the heart and soul of this city, and if you could tell people listening right now why they should donate $1, $5, $10, what would you say?
It's worth every penny, but for sure it's going to help. It helps people like us be able to pull people out of the pit. Nobody wants to be homeless. Nobody wants to be hungry, you know, and just dealing with Three Square, they're just not about the food. They're about building up the family,
mm-hmm.
truthfully, because when I was asked about the Kids Cafe, they not commanded, but you have to have an enrichment program.
So I had to send in a program. So I'm assuming that's why I got this interview. Because they want to make sure, because we want to do a garden program. They want to be able to, they don't want you just giving out the food. They want you to be able to really connect with the families and teach them things like cooking, maybe the can of beans that's in there. Add some other stuff to it to make it come alive.
Yeah.
You know, just doing things like that. And that's what we are about with working with the kids. We want to be able to just engage with the whole family. I want to engage with the whole entire family.
It's
so,
all about the long-term success.
So please, yeah, so please donate to 3Squared. This is so awesome and amazing.
Well, and we can't thank you enough, Latasha. Your story is so inspiring in what you do. This is why we're here, guys. Please come out and see us today. Albertsons, yes. Blue Diamond, and Decatur. You can also donate online, 3square.org/4quarters. Yes. Thank you, Latasha.
Thank you so much.
Mix 94.1. Officially coming to town. The former One Direction star just announced a 7-night residency over at Dolby Live at Park MGM. It runs January 20th through the 31st. The shows are going to feature music from all four of his solo albums. And in the press release, it teased that this residency is only the beginning of what will be a massive year. So I'm very curious as to what that means. Fans are already freaking out about the set list and if this is truly going to be the start of a bigger chapter for Zayn, and Vegas might be where he kicks it all off.
Is anyone here a big Zayn fan?
I mean, I like him. I love One Direction. I just, I don't know. I only know a couple of his singles, so I was kind of surprised that he's going to do a whole show, but I'm here for it. I love the fact that he's going to kind of kick it off here. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. You know, definitely know him from One Direction, know a couple hit songs, but maybe just like you said, this is like a good test, right? Do this residency, kind of see where it goes from there. But yeah, I definitely check out the show. Yeah.
Finally, this morning, the Early Bird Special is not just for retirees anymore. Gen Z and millennials are taking over the 5 to 6 p.m. dinner hour, and restaurants are noticing. According to OpenTable, 5 p.m. reservations jumped 11% from January to August this year, compared to last year, where cities like New York, they're leading the trend. And what's driving it is a mix of health goals, drinking less, fitness-focused lifestyles, working from home. And let's be honest, I think just avoiding the nightmare of people grabbing the, you know, best primetime tables. I personally don't like to eat super late, so I don't eat that early, 5 p.m., but I think like 6 p.m. is a nice spot for me.
6 p.m. Now, that's whether you eat at home or when you go out. Is you usually around 6 p.m.?
No, that's at home. Okay. When we go out, we're usually like 6:30, sometimes 7 kind of people. What about you?
Definitely not. I need to learn your schedule, and I need to adapt it, or I need to adopt it, because sometimes I be getting home at 5. I eat, man, I think I prep for the show like after 6 or 7. I probably eat around 8:30, Mercedes.
Oh, I can't eat that late.
I don't want to. It's not a choice. I'm so bad with time.
Why don't you eat before you do your prep?
That's a good question, because I'm normally doing errands and I don't get home till 5, but that probably leads to not organizing my time and making it more useful.
Steph, what time do you end up eating?
Oh, I try to eat no later than 7, because I've noticed when I eat, it affects my sleep. Like if I eat late, like yeah. Let's say if I eat at 8, I eat at 8 on Sunday and it ruined me.
Really?
So I ate at 8 and it was a big like salad and I could not sleep. I don't know what it was. Like my digestive system was just keeping me awake the whole time.
We always try to walk after we eat. Like that helps me digest things a little bit better. Bye, Juicy.
Bye, Juicy girl.
Bye. Thank you.
But it's funny. We went out to dinner on Saturday night and it was later for us. We ended up eating like 7:30. We finished around 9:30 and people were just coming in to
what?
Eat at that time. I was
They're
like,
crazy.
How do you eat this late?
Unhealthy.
I can't blame myself, because when I'm like a night out, I'm at Roberto's.
Yeah.
What
that does once in a while.
Roberto's calories. Don't count. It's Mix 94.1.
Do we want to do cash
totals? Oh, yes. Let's do it. Let's do it. It is time to get our hourly totals. Wow, that hour went by fast.
Right?
Let's check in with the TriPoint Homes cash board to see what we did. Day number 2 for the Four Corners Food Drive and the southwest part of town. How did we do this hour, Steph?
8 o'clock hour, we were able to raise, because of you guys, $15,163, which makes $45,490. meals for three. Wow. Now let's talk overall.
Okay.
Today, up until this hour and yesterday, we are at $74,429, which makes us at 203,287 meals.
Let's go. Oh my gosh. Southwest is bringing it today. Keep it coming. Again, we are at the Albertsons at Blue Diamond in Decatur for the Four Corners Food Drive. We would love to see you. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union, live from the Albertsons at Blue Diamond in Decatur.
Day number two of the Four Corners Food Drive. We are in the southwest part of town, and you guys have really brought it this morning. Again, the Albertsons at Blue Diamond in Decatur. We're going to be here all day raising funds and food for Three Square Food Bank. For every $1 you donate, Three Square can create three wholesome meals for our community, and it's been an amazing morning. Thank you to our title sponsor, Silver State Schools Credit Union, our auto sponsor, Finley Chevrolet, who came in with a big donation this morning. And for every donation, no matter how big, how small, you're going to walk away with a grocery tote from the Valley Health System. And don't forget about that online auction we have going on right now.
Yep, it's threesquare.org Four Corners, the number Four Corners auction. Of just cruising through it. There's not just signed guitars from some of your favorite artists, but you got a Southwest package, Southwest tickets, some really cool experiences. There's a lot to go through, and it all goes to Three Square, so it's a beautiful thing.
Those Southwest airline tickets, they donated 4 round trip tickets anywhere Southwest goes. So thank you to the Southwest Regional Community Outreach Manager Lillian Santos Stables for those. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro is donating a $500 chef's dinner. That is thanks to Lorraine Hunt Bono. So lots of really cool things up on there. Make sure you get those bids in. Mix941.fm. Click the Four Corners Food Drive link. And again, you can always make a donation online at threesquare.org/fourcorners. All right, it is time to get our hourly total. Let's go to the TriPoint Homes cash board. Steph, what you got?
All right, this hour we raised $145, which equals to 435 meals for Three Square. Not
all right.
Bad.
Okay.
Not
bad. It was a slower hour, but it's okay. You've got all day, guys.
Yeah, we've
got all day.
Okay, let's catch up later. But it's okay. Overall, where we are right now, we were able to raise, thanks to you, Las Vegas, $74,574, which equals to 223,722 meals.
Yay.
Wow.
That's a lot of meals, man.
I'm just looking at where we started this morning at 53, just almost 54,000, and where we're ending. So we raised over $20,000.
Wow.
This morning. Thank
yes.
you. Southwest part of town, keep killing it. Let's see if you can break that record that the Northwest location set yesterday. We're going to be here all day. We are actually going to head out here shortly, but JB, he is coming up next. He would love to see you with your donations. So come on by, say hi, or donate online. Again, that number is threesquare.org/fourcorners. We will see you tomorrow when we're up in my neck of the woods.
Ooh, Summerlin.
Summerlin. So make sure you join us there. Westside. Let's make it happen. But right now, it's the Southwest, and it's Mix 94.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.